This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on Thursday, November 6th, 2014. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Okay, the second item on the today's agenda is Advisor Opinion 2014-17, Berkadia Commercial Mortgage LLC. And Nevin Stepanovich is going to present today. Nevin, you're going to take care of these? Okay. And Bob Knott. Bob, I see you. Thank you. From the Office of General Counsel. And I believe we have counsel for the requesters, Josh James from Bryan Cave. Mr. James, I'm not sure if we have any questions, but we always want you to be here. So if you'd come up to the table, commissioners may have questions, or this may go more blithely than that. Thank you for your submission. It was well put together, and it helped us along. Thank you.
Happy to hear it. Thank you.
Okay, Nevin, Mr. Stepanovich, do you want to make a presentation?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, commissioners. Agenda document 14-58-A, response to a request for advisory opinion filed on behalf of Berkadia Commercial Mortgage LLC. Berkadia is a limited liability company wholly owned by two corporations that has elected to be treated as a partnership for federal tax purposes. It is a member of several trade associations and asks whether it may authorize any of them to solicit Berkadia's executive and administrative personnel. The draft before you concludes that it may. The Commission's regulations governing trade association solicitations do not squarely address solicitations of partnerships that are wholly owned by corporations. In general, these solicitation regulations are designed to permit a trade association to solicit either its members, if the members are unincorporated, or its members' executive and administrative personnel, if the members are incorporated. As the Commission has done in analogous situations involving partnerships that support separate segregated funds, the draft analyzes the regulations in a manner that would avoid prohibiting Berkadia both from making contributions and from having its executive and administrative personnel solicited for contributions to a trade association's separate segregated fund. So the draft interprets the regulations as allowing a trade association's separate segregated fund to solicit the executive and administrative personnel of partnerships and LLCs that, like Berkadia, are wholly owned and affiliated with corporations. The Commission received no comments on the advisory opinion request or the draft, and should the Commission approve this draft, we ask for authority to make technical and conforming amendments. I'll be happy to address any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Any questions of commissioners for Mr. Stepanovich? Any questions for Mr. James? Mr. James, I just have one. Have you seen the blue draft?
I have the draft that was published. I had a copy sent to me, but as far as the blue draft that you might have, I don't know that I've got.
Yeah, it's you have a agenda document number 14-58-A.
I believe so. I have the draft that one of your staff commissioners or staff members sent to me last night. Tuesday. I assume that that's what you're.
My only question: do you have any reaction to the draft you've seen?
The best legal advice I ever got was to quit while you're ahead. I think I'm ahead, so I'm not. Looks good.
Okay, then. Any other questions, comments? Okay. Well, then, Mr. James is ahead, so let's move to a motion.
With respect to advisory opinion request 2014-17, Berkadia, I move that the Commission approve agenda document number 14-58-A and authorize the Office of General Counsel to make any necessary technical and conforming edits.
Okay, motion is approval on the draft. Any further comment regarding the pending motion? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed or any abstentions? The motion passes by a vote of 6-0. Mr. James, thank you. Mr. Stepanovich and Mr. Knopp, thank you very much.